We've been introducing you to a number of individuals in the hospitality and in the entertainment industry over the last couple of days. We've been trying to make life a little bit better for them, understanding that it's been particularly hard on them, especially here in Cape Town. So we introduced you to the Smile Tip Jar, topped up by lottoland.co.za. And this is what it's been sounding like.
As a performer, I've been so stable before. And when lockdown happened, gig after gig cancelled.
I must admit, I don't know how we get through each month. It's a bit of a miracle, to be honest.
I've always been an independent person. I've never depended on anyone. But right now, to actually ask money for bread every single time, you know, I have to swallow my pride and just ask for help, because at the end of the day, what can I do?
We're all not only performers, but we're also producers of our own shows. There's no work.
So that stuff gets to you when you are used to like providing and used to like doing everything for your family. So it's been very, very, very heartbreaking, man.
Gives me great pleasure to tell you that with the help of Smile's Tip Jar and lottoland.co.za, we will be giving you 10,000 rand. And hopefully that will ease things a little bit for you.
Are you serious, man?
Yep, dead serious.
What?
Thank you very much. I'm doing everything I can back with you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you have no idea. The sun is shining so bright today.
Oh, you know, we've all been living this last year and a half and more in our own little bubbles, in our own bubbles of concern and despair, and because most of them have been focused on our own survival. You know, getting ourselves through these days and through the weeks and through the months eventually. We forget to consider those around us, everybody else. Smile's Tip Jar really exposed to me the extent of the need out there. You know, we only really focused on the entertainment and hospitality industries. And in those industries alone, the need is tremendous. We've seen that from the nominations that's come in. Our entire gig economy has collapsed entirely, and there are hundreds of people out there who are in need. Smile's Tip Jar couldn't get to all of them, but I hope that we've maybe just been able to highlight how tough it is for them, especially so that maybe you can reach out to one of them that is a friend or a relative of yours, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the last week, we've heard from people who've had to move in with friends and family. One listener even resorted to living in a tent. We've heard heartbreaking stories of not knowing where the next meal is going to come from, how the electricity bill is going to get paid, how to afford nappies and baby formula for little ones. The one thing that's really stuck with me is that when faced with these challenging circumstances that would make anybody feel overwhelmed and helpless, everybody that we've spoken to has just had this positivity about them, you know, and the sense of resilience. And it's not always easy to have a positive outlook when things are bleak. It takes a conscious effort. And wow, I'm actually just blown away by how people have just really kept their chins up in these difficult circumstances.